Loudoun County Public Schools welcomed back 3,600 children for in-person classes last week. It's the first public school system in the Washington region to do so. Among those returning are students with the most significant disabilities. But as WAMU's Kavitha Cardoza reports, many parents of those children say the reopening has been anything but smooth and masks deeper problems with how their children are being served.
Principal Derek Racino at Sicklin Creek Elementary School in Leesburg watches as one of his students in a wheelchair is lowered onto a ramp.
How's it going? Welcome back.
Staff is waiting to take the young boy inside.
You ready to go? Yeah. Okay.
Abby Morris, another mom dropping off her son, says it feels like the first day of kindergarten. Yeah.
There's a lot of nerves. It's different, but I know he's in really good hands.
The bell rings for the first time since March.
It feels good. It definitely is a feeling we're looking forward to hearing more and more often, that's for sure.
In a survey a few months ago, about half of parents and teachers in Loudoun County schools chose what's called hybrid instruction, 2 days of in-person classes, 3 days online. Superintendent Eric Williams says he'd like everyone to come back.
But because we're not at that point, we are prioritizing some student groups that have the most difficult time successfully learning in a distance learning environment.
Among those returning, students with the most significant disabilities, many are usually in separate classes with specialized teachers, also pre-kindergartners and children who are the least fluent in English. Others will return at different times through the year. Sicklin Creek Elementary looks different. Only 8 of the 600 children will be back. Most of the desks and chairs have been removed, and there are stickers on the floor reminding kids to stand apart. Teacher Suzanne Martin chose to come back. She feels safe knowing there's personal protective equipment available for when teachers need to feed kids, help them in the bathroom, or in her case, teach them to write.
Because we have the N95 mask and the shields and the gloves and the gowns, if needed, I feel confident that I will be protected.
Principal Racino and other staff say they've missed their students but feel good about online instruction.
Distance learning has gone well. I have no complaints at all.
Many parents of children with disabilities across Loudoun County disagree.
This is the wealthiest county in the country, and this is the gold standard, supposedly. And I can tell you it is far from gold. Far from gold.
September O'Brien's special education staff was cut at her son's school even before the shutdown in March. And online classes have been a disaster.
When you have a day where half of your stuff isn't working, the things that are working are glitching, and you have a child who has attention issues, social, emotional issues, they become totally disengaged.
O'Brien had enthusiastically signed up her 6-year-old son for hybrid classes. Then she learned that masks were not mandatory. Loudoun County is making exception for kids who struggle with them. O'Brien says this means her son, who has severe asthma, will have to stay home.
You have a whole population of kids who have compromised immune systems, and it's not fair to them to not be able to go to school. That's not right. We know that masks save lives. We know that they protect people. So why wouldn't they require it?
Superintendent Williams says he appreciates the passion and commitment parents have, and he understands their frustration that their children aren't back in school. Williams says they're starting small.
But it's also important to get it right in order to build the foundation for continuing to implement our hybrid model in stages.
This dynamic is playing out across the country.
If you could design part of a system that is least equipped to deal with the kind of flexibility, innovation, and sort of nebulousness of the current COVID crisis, it would be the American public special education system.
Joshua Starr is the former superintendent of Montgomery County Schools and former special education teacher.
The laws, which are incredibly important and essential, also make it really difficult to make the kind of nuanced, quick decisions that are so essential during this time.
Parents face the almost impossible task of juggling jobs, other children, and advocating for their child with special needs. Many say their children cannot learn online and have watched therapies end and their child's progress come to a screeching halt.
I can't even imagine the stress on some families now.
School systems are faced with the unenviable task of triaging students when so many are falling behind. Districts are trying to keep costs down, manage staff who are stretched thin, and avoid lawsuits.
There's enormous consequences for school systems if they do it wrong.
Starr says the main factor that will result in positive outcomes for children is if there's trust between families and the school system. But trust is in short supply. Parents and school districts are supposed to agree on a learning plan for a child with disabilities, which is protected by federal law. Scott Levin, who has a son with special needs, says Loudoun County traditionally also included a short parent statement, a bit about when special education services would not be provided, like on a snow day. But Levin says the new parent statement is longer and includes all kinds of exceptions.
I'm reading this to you now. For reasons such as inclemental weather, pandemics, health emergencies, the student illness, the student's inability to participate for safety or health reasons, holidays, partial weeks, and teacher planning days.
Levin says the new learning plan also allows for changes through the school year without the need for parental meetings, as is required by law. Loudoun County says the new parent statement allows the district to be more flexible, and it'll reduce the number of meetings. Several parents, including Levin, have refused to sign. Loudoun County will begin bringing back kindergarten through second grade at the end of October. By December, they hope to have 18,000 children back in school. That's just a couple of months away. The far bigger and longer-term challenge might be winning back families' trust. For WAMU, I'm Kavitha Cardoza.